gardening information the natural way. The Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett, is ready to go with the best information and advice on organic gardening and organic living. If you want to avoid the toxic life, jump right in with us. The water's fine. Here's your leader, John Howard, the Dirt Doctor Garrett.
Thank you, Snuggy, and welcome back, everybody. Telephone number when you hear somebody hang up is 866-444-3478. We're talking gardening. Of course, we talk trees, as we always do, a whole lot. If you've had problems or having problems with insects, diseases, tree issues of any kind, if you want to talk planting instructions, we have very specific recommendations on how to plant trees properly. It works better than any other technique I've ever run into. And bed preparation is pretty much the same for anybody, whether you're in Seattle or Florida or Maine or Prescott, Arizona. The bed preparation we recommend is pretty much foolproof. And it doesn't matter whether you have sandy soil or heavy clay soils, what color it is, what pH the soil is. We recommend pretty much the same thing across the board. And we'll chat about that with you however you would like. If you're having problems, if you want to talk about something, as people have done today, that's working well for you and give us a report, that's great too. Well, I said I'd talk a little bit more about this Young Vitality company, which is involved in stem cell therapy. I've got involved in it, and I'm pretty excited about the whole thing, to tell you the truth. If you grab a pencil, I'm going to give you a phone number that's pretty important. If you've been having any kind of chronic pain or issues and think that something along this line might help you, Judy and I have a friend, actually more than one friend, who have had stem cell therapy in the past, and I've had some mixed results. I've got a golf buddy that had some treatment not too long ago on his back, had good results, and he used something that's totally different than what we're talking about here. Other people that we know that have had stem cell treatment have done it primarily with their own fat cells. It's a little surgical procedure, and the fat cells are taken out of your body, and then they're processed to try to grow more of the stem cells, and then those stem cells are put in. Stem cells are what build tissue. They're what created you in the beginning of building the tissue in your body. And when we're young, we have, you know, 1 in 10,000 cells is stem cells, and when we get my age, it's 1 in several million. So it really decreases over time, and so this treatment is just to put back in place what nature did in the beginning and worked so well. And the reports that are coming in from people all over the country that are working with this kind of stem cell treatment that we're talking about here is quite remarkable. It's not using placenta fluid. It's not using fat cells. It's not using fetal tissue. It's using umbilical cord blood, which is important from a whole bunch of standpoints, and we'll talk more about the details of this. And if you decide to go in for one of these free consultations, you'll learn more about it there. But they can actually be counted, exactly how many there are, which is different than any of those other ways of going. And the results, as because of that, are much, much greater. The telephone number, if you want to go in and get a free consultation, which normally costs about $200, is 800-705-6006. 800-705-6006. I was rocking along, playing golf, doing my walking, doing yoga, various things. All of a sudden, because of some of the blood issues that you've heard me talk about that I've had in the past, and follow-up on it, MRIs to look at what was going on, the doctor says, one day, he says, by the way, you have a torn meniscus in your knee. Did you know that? And I said, Well, not really. I said I felt a little pain, and it was almost after that. It got worse. I started hobbling around, started having to wear a brace when I played golf on my knee. How I did it, I don't have any idea. Probably just getting old. But anyway, long story short, I have had the treatment. I've had treatment in both knees because, as it was explained to me, if you have that happen in one knee, it's going to happen pretty soon, sooner or later in the other. So had that treatment, and I also had IV treatment as well because the stem cells can search out anything that might be going wrong and help you there. In my case, my knee pain went away in about a day and a half. I still feel it, and I'm not playing golf. I'm walking maybe a little bit more. Judy gives me a hard time. I'm walking a little bit more than maybe I should, and I can feel it a little bit, but it's pretty remarkable that the limping, the chronic pain, went away so quickly. Judy's hasn't kicked in yet. She had a pretty severely ruptured disc in her back. And so she had back treatment. She also has had TMJ in her jaw for a long, long time and had that treatment. You will be told whenever you have the consultation that you should expect it to take 4 to 6 weeks for it to kick in. Sometimes it kicks in a lot quicker. It did for me, and that's wonderful. I look forward to getting back to playing soon. But if you want to talk to the people about it, if you've got some kind of problem, I'd recommend it. 800-705-6006, and you'll be hearing me talk more about it. One of the things we're going to help is try to come up with more doctors around the country, which will be involved with this group giving this same kind of treatment, making it available. The clinic that I use is right here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area in Garland, but there are several already set up around the country, but we hope to have more. All righty, let's get back to the phones and get caught up. Bill in Marlin, Texas, next up. Hey, Bill.
Good morning, Mr. Garrett.
What's up?
I got to talk to you about a split second at the Belt and Mother Earth show. Too many people want your attention.
Okay.
Then I spent about 4 months on my back at the VA hospital. I'm trying to catch up to all my gardening that went south on me.
Okay. I hope the VA took care of you.
So far, so good.
Great, great.
What I'm doing is I was going to spray Johnson grass and this nut sedge with part of your natural chemicals, the vinegar and the hydrogen peroxide. But on one of your shows, you mentioned that, but you said you'd have to look up what percentage to drop it from 20% to 10% where I could run it in a sprayer. And then mixing the hydrogen peroxide that you said could knock out the nutgrass with that chemical and orange oil added in. Do you have, just off the top of your head, do you have a formula for that? How to reduce it from 20 to 10?
Well, I can give you a starting place on it. And Bill, on our website on dirtdoctor.com, there's an entry in the library, hydrogen peroxide, and it lists all of the different rates that you can buy, all the different concentrations that you can buy, and all the different rates for the various treatments. You basically, to be able to use hydrogen peroxide as a killing herbicide, it needs to be somewhere around 10%. So if you got, if you buy a 30% product, you don't need to use it as 30%. It'd be too hot at that rate. You just cut it down to the 10%. What that exact formula is to do that, we've covered on that entry and on the website. I don't remember exactly what it is. On vinegar, for example, to go from a 20% vinegar, if you've bought it that way and you want to go down to 10, so you save money and it works in some cases even better, basically just do 50%, 20% vinegar and 50% water. That's not an exact way to get to 10%, but it would get you close enough, and it would work fine.
Thank you, sir. I got one thing for the lady in Mountain Home, Arkansas.
Yeah.
Guess what? Right here in Waco, Texas, if she were to go to the Lowe's store, she could walk through four aisles stacked 12-foot high of Monsanto products, and then you'd have to go outside in the very back of their garden shop to find anything organic.
Yeah, they've kind of gone the wrong direction. They used to handle more organic products than they do now. But we're going to keep working on it. I appreciate it, Bill.
You take care.
Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. I'll be back right after this. Espoma Organic Garden Tone is a great product. It's specifically blended for organic vegetable gardens. Its all-natural formula contains Biotone, a blend of organic ingredients that supply major nutrients and trace minerals for a strong, healthy soil and mouth-watering vegetables. Of course, these products are safe for people and pets. You can visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. These products are sold all across the country. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
The future of holistic health is here. Possessing the power to maintain wellness at the cellular level, RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable new supplement that will transform the future of preventative and restorative health. RegActive features the innovative probiotic strain ME3, a patented probiotic with over 20 years of research proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione, the body's master antioxidant. Glutathione is used by all of our cells, especially in the fight against free radicals, environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Our levels of glutathione decrease dramatically as we age, leaving us very vulnerable to age-related health issues. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production.
It can now be delivered directly to you by tote. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752. Or go to AmericanRio.com.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus, and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, led by Stuart Frankie and his family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator works by stimulating the soil biology and roots to help plants all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and treating the environment right. All the Medina products are free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For proper care of your lawn and garden, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware, nursery, or feed store. Medina Natural Organic Products, 50 years young and still environmentally friendly. MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you, and let's try to get caught up a little bit here. It's Darlene's turn. Geneva, Nebraska. Is that right, Darlene?
That's right.
Thanks for calling.
Well, thank you for taking my call. I've got a problem in the lawn. The weeds are growing like crazy, but the grasses just stopped growing and it turned brown. And I was told it might be a rust.
Okay, you there in Nebraska, you've probably got either bluegrass or fescue. Do you know which it is, Darlene, or is it a mixture?
It's a bluegrass.
Bluegrass, okay.
Uh-huh.
What's your fertilizer regime? How often are you fertilizing, and what are you using?
You know, I have a lawn man, and he came this spring and fertilized and got the weeds, sprayed for weeds. And then he'll come again in the fall.
Okay.
And that's pretty much what. But it looked good 3 weeks ago. It was fine 3 weeks ago. And now it just has quit growing, and it's brown. And I water deep. I wondered about this peroxide. This gentleman earlier was saying a quart to a gallon. Will peroxide?
Well, that helps with disease control, if that's what it is, and it's possible that you do have some disease control. Do you think that there's any way that it got too dry for a period of time, or it stayed too wet for a period of time?
Oh, that could be.
Either one of those possible. That can lead to some disease issues. The peroxide used at the rate he suggested would be very affordable and a good thing to do. I would take it a step further. I would add that mixture of hydrogen peroxide to what we call Garrett juice. Garrett juice can be made yourself, or you can buy the commercial version of it. It's basically compost tea, molasses, vinegar, and seaweed. And that functions as a foliar feed, and also if it drenches down into the soil, a fertilizer for the soil. Sounds like you might need to give it a little boost with some organic liquid or dry fertilizer, like I'm saying there, and quiz this guy about what he used and see if he used a weed and feed. There could be some chemical contamination, and if that's the case, we sure don't want to let him do that again in the fall. We want to use an organic fertilizer, and those combination of things there will probably get you back where you need to be with your turf.
Dear, could I just fertilize lightly again? Would that help?
It might help a lot, because the organic fertilizers just by themselves have a gentle kind of a detox effect. If there is some disease, putting the hydrogen peroxide out with the Garrett juice, I'd recommend you do that. And then if you put out a light application of a dry fertilizer, uh-huh, organic, at around maybe 10 pounds, 10 to 15 pounds per 1,000 square feet, in other words, about half of the rate we normally recommend, I think that'd get you back in good shape.
Now, with this peroxide, is there a safe time to do that? I know we have some hot days here.
At that dilution, I don't think there's a problem doing it any time you want to do it, Darlene.
Don't worry about that.
It'd be best to do it early in the morning when things are the coolest, but at that rate, I don't think you're going to burn anything or cause any problems at all. 1 quart of hydrogen peroxide in a gallon of water.
All right. Okay. Well, right. I think that answers my question.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Let's go to Aledo, Texas, and it's Diane's turn. Hey, Diane.
Hi there. Hopefully, I have two quick questions for you. One is, I have a rather long landscaping in front of my house, and on the one end, I have 7 rose bushes that have been taken over by, I think it is Morning Glory.
Yeah.
I didn't plant it.
Yeah. Oh.
And it is awful to get out of roses. And it's very prolific.
You got the white flowering one or the purple?
Purple.
Yeah, it's called bindweed, and it is it's not an ornamental Morning Glory. It's a beast of a pest. All you can do, Diane, is chop it out, pull it out, throw mulch on the top. When it comes back, when you see it starting to grow as a new small plant, spot spray it with the vinegar herbicide or with, you know, one of the fatty acid products, the commercial product called BioSafe. You can probably find pretty easily, and it's a really nice organic herbicide that will kill it, but it only works on the bindweed, the Morning Glory, after you've pulled it out and it's trying to grow back from those little bitty pieces that are left in the ground.
Okay. All right.
And it's a tough one. You just have to do it over and over and over again until you get to it uses up all of its stored energy in those pieces.
It seems like the more I pull it, the more I get.
I understand. You got to just... If you get a Maddox, I have a hand tool that has a Maddox-like head. In other words, it's a real narrow, like, mm-hmm, hoe, and I'll use it to chop down on weeds that are tough, like this one, so I can pull up not only the top of the weed, but as much of the crown and the roots as I can. Works really well if you can find one of those tools. I'm trying to get some other manufacturers to put that tool on the market more, so it's more easy to find.
I think we have one.
Okay, good. We'll get to work. We got a lot to do.
My other quick question is hackberries. I have the same thing. These little hackberries, unless you get them like 2 inches tall,
that's the same thing.
You cannot get them up.
Use this tool to chop down on it, pull it out of the ground, and it keeps them from coming back better than anything. I got to run. Talk to you later.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on dirtdoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
The Medina Corporation, led by Stuart Frankie and his family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator works by stimulating the soil biology and roots to help plants all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and treating the environment right. All the Medina products are free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For proper care of your lawn and garden, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware, nursery, or feed store. Medina Natural Organic Products, 50 years young and still environmentally friendly. MedinaAg.com.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. We got a little rushed with that last question about the little hackberry trees. It's the same. The technique I use myself is the same one for little trees like that is that I use for bamboo. And I use, in my case, that hand mattock. It's the length of a hatchet. You know, it's a hand tool. But you can use a long one that would be easier to find that you buy at the hardware store or whatever. And the key is, rather than just trying to pull the weed out, especially if it's a bamboo or a woody weed like a little hackberry tree or, you know, honey locust or some other bad tree you're trying to eliminate, is to chop down right on the base so that you're actually cutting into the crown of the little tree and pulling out as much of the root as you can along with the top. Just pulling the top off or cutting the top off, it's just going to grow right back, especially with hackberries. Now, the bamboo, and we talk about this quite a bit, especially in the spring, the bamboo will grow back, too, from what's referred to as a secondary rhizome system. But if you chop down on the sprouts of bamboo and you chop in one place, you don't feel anything, you go around 90 degrees, chop again, you're going to feel the runner that it's growing up off of, and cutting it as well as pulling off the top is the key to getting the bamboo under control. Mine is trying harder this year to continue to come back from the secondary rhizome system for whatever reason, probably because we've had so much rain. It's trying to come back for a little bit longer period of time than it normally does. But still, that is without question the best technique of keeping it away. You know, we have a forest of bamboo from our fence down to the creek, and keeping it from migrating up into the yard is a job. You know, I have to deal with on an ongoing basis, and especially big time in the spring. Got an open line if you want to jump on here real quick at 866-444-3478. And by the way, before we go back to the phones, nobody has made a guess on the mystery plant yet. And I was looking at it a minute ago, and it is kind of tough. Let me give you a couple of clues on it. One is the scale of the leaves. You can't tell because there's not a hand in the shot or anything, but those leaves are very small. They're only about a half inch long. And the other thing is that this is a herb. It is a plant that I have in the category of culinary and medicinal herbs. So take a look at it. If you identify the plant, either send an email to info@dirtdoctor.com or call me on the show. You'll win one of our courses, the Natural Organic Certification Course. Here's Bud in Irving, Texas, where I am at the moment. Hey, Bud.
How you doing?
Doing well. What's on tap there?
Normally I ask you how you're hitting them, but there ain't no sense asking that question.
No, they want me to behave myself while the tissue, while that meniscus is growing back, is repairing.
Yeah, I got a bad knee and a hip now. I tried playing in Utah up there by my son. I played with my upper body and arms. I could hit the ball a few yards, but that's it.
Yeah.
So anyway, the reason I'm calling, every year I grow okra. Okay?
Okay.
No problem. This year, I planted two plantings. I can't even get them to germinate. That's got to be the seeds, right?
Yeah, there's something pretty seriously wrong if okra seeds aren't germinating. I tell you one thing I would try, and then the ultimate solution would be, obviously, to get some more seed. You just may have some bad seed. But both Bob Webster and I, we talk about this quite a bit on his show and between each other all the time. The Garrett juice has proven itself now to be without question the best seed treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And you can mix it about at the same strength that you would drench it or spray it on the foliage, spray the seed with it or soak the seed in it, and the germination is quicker and evener, more even, and the whole deal.
Before I try that, I'm going to go back to where I bought them and have a little discussion with the guy over there.
Yeah, I'd do that, but let's find out if they're bad. It would be good to let them know. I'm sure they would want to know anyway.
I mean, you could grow okra on cement. I mean, come on.
They're easy to germinate.
Yeah.
But
it's not too late.
Next time you plant some seed, treat some of the seed with the Garrett juice and some don't, and you're going to be kind of impressed with the difference.
Okay.
All right?
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate the call.
Yeah, bye.
866-444-3478. Margaret's turn, Centerville, Texas. Hey, Margaret.
Hello. I've talked with you once before, and there's still these trees are voluntarily appearing in a pasture, and they have 2-inch thorns that have ruined a large tractor tire.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I finally have acquired a backhoe, and someone has pushed the bigger ones, which may be, 8 feet tall. You know, they've become big trees. They grow fast.
Mm-hmm.
And pushed them over. So that's a good thing. But he wants to burn them, and I have a gully that is the result of erosion, which leads down to a pond. And it grows with rain every time. And I'm wondering if the trees cannot be pushed into the gully to work on filling in the gully, you know, just to be something to retard the erosion. Would there be harm done in having those trees in the gully that leads to the pond?
No, I wouldn't mind that at all. You can put them in their hole, or you can have them ground and use the shredded material.
Well, I suggested that to him first, but there are the thorns that would be in the, you know, if you use the shredded trimmings just to put on the ground.
Well, I wouldn't.
The limbs from these trees, I don't want the thorns.
I wouldn't use it up in the garden. But in that erosion area, throwing it in there wouldn't be a problem at all. You're going to have the thorns to deal with whether you throw the whole tree in there or grind it up.
But it will be in the hole. That, I mean, they won't be. Well, they'll be under the ground, hopefully, eventually, when the gully is filled in.
Right. Either way, I'd probably, if I had the budget to do it, I'd grind it up and throw the shredded material in there. Let me give you a couple other tips on the honey locust is what you're dealing with there, and it's a terrible, terrible trash tree and one of the worst that I ever run into when I help people with acreage. But on any that are any size at all, cut them down in that stump, get a drill. If you use a half-inch drill bit, it's probably best. A smaller one is okay if you don't have a half-inch. But drill about 4-inch deep holes in the stump and fill those holes, more the merrier, more the better. Fill it with saltpeter, potassium nitrate, and then wet it down. And that potassium nitrate will just slowly eat that stump away and totally kill it. Now, some people will actually add some kind of burning coals on top of the saltpeter and let it smolder down into the ground. And that's fine. It's a little dangerous, and it's a lot more trouble. The saltpeter by itself put into holes drilled into the stump will kill them completely and disintegrate the stump, and you won't have it resprouting.
Okay. Is there reason not to push the whole tree? If it's a big tree already, is there reason not to push it over with the backhoe? So that the whole tree does not come back?
None at all. It just won't give you quite as much erosion control as if you shredded it and put the shredded material in
there. Okay, I understand.
Either way is fine.
It's
problem.
Going to be an ongoing thing because this won't get rid of all the trees. But honey locust is...
Honey locust is what you're dealing with. And one of the things that's going to help you long term here is to out-compete them. Once you have gotten rid of them in an area, improving that soil with...
Oh, okay, let me interrupt. Mm-hmm. This is a wonderful thing that has just happened this week, is that I have had sprayed on the pasture, it's fish hydrolysis and...
Fish hydrolysate, that's liquid fish.
Hydrolysate, that, and the combination of that, and... two other things. Humate, it's all liquid, but sprayed onto that pasture.
And molasses, maybe?
I was going to ask you. Yes, molasses, that's the other. And also garlic, which will retard, grasshoppers and armyworms.
It might help you some, and it's a good amendment. I would add one thing you've left out, and you've made Garrett juice, and that would be apple cider vinegar. To that mixture, and it's a very, very important part of the mixture. What you're doing is great, but just when you make the Garrett juice mixture, don't leave out the apple cider vinegar.
That is good. I have found, because of the small paddocks that didn't get sprayed, I have found a liquid mix that has all of this except the apple cider vinegar, and I told someone I want to get that and add the apple cider vinegar for the other areas so that everything will have been treated with this. But will that retard these trees?
It will indirectly, Margaret. Uh-huh. That's what I was saying. You want to outcompete them by building the soil health so that the native grasses and other things will grow aggressively, and that'll keep the little seedlings, if you know some more seed gets scattered around, from being able to grow easily.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
You're going to outcompete them. But the Garrett juice, the whole mixture, is what you want to use. You can mix it. You can make it yourself. That's great. But you can also buy the product from Maestro Grow, Medina, various places, Horizon, that is in 55-gallon barrels and already mixed for you. So either way you want to go is fine.
Oh, in 55-gallon, because I found there's a place in Hamilton, Texas, and it's the Maestro Grow that they have in a gallon.
They can mix it for you and sell it to you in any size you want to buy.
at that place or other places too?
Well, that's where they used to be, Maestro Grow. I don't know if they're still there or not, but yes, Maestro, the Maestro Grow company can definitely help you with it.
Okay. Well, when I have 1 gallon bottle, and I said I'll add the apple cider vinegar and get some more of that, and that is good. I look forward to the end product. So.
Okay, Margaret, get to work.
Thank you.
I'll see you. Thanks for calling.
Bye. Bye.
Instead of taking another call and rushing, let me just give you a couple things, and then we'll get back on the phone when we get back. Those of you that aren't familiar with it, we've got a new book. It's the organic manual that we did with the Mother Earth news company, and that's one of the things you get when you join the Organic Club of America. We also have the several different seed that are available from my gardens that are available when you join at different levels. I'll tell you about that more when I come back. Don't go away.
Texas Natural Feeds offers the finest quality non-soy, non-GMO, non-medicated feeds available on the market. Their elite line of feeds combines organic alfalfa, organic kelp, yummy peanut meal, omega-3 essential amino acids, over 60 trace minerals, direct-fed probiotics, and vitamins to make tasty and nutritious poultry feeds. They also produce quality sheep, goat, pig, and rabbit feeds. Visit their website at texasnaturalfeeds.com or call 254-829-1317.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they become disease-spreading pests. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks don't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
What if you could be younger and stronger longer? Many experts believe that regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy are the future of medicine, personal health, and longevity. If you or someone you know is suffering from chronic pain or dealing with other health challenges, stem cell therapy may be the solution. It's simple, safe, effective, and affordable. Here are some real results from real people.
I finally have relief from my constant back pain.
It's literally given me a new elbow and a new life.
I could barely walk. Now I'm back on the tennis court.
There's no comparison. Immediately, no pain.
So before you operate or before you medicate, you can regenerate. Book your consultation now and mention Wildflower or the Dirt Doctor Show and receive the $200 consultation free of charge. Call today at 800-509-4070. That's 800-509-4070. And make sure to mention Wildflower for the free consultation.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Do your probiotics have baggage? They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you're missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seaweed, and herbs and allowed to to grow over 3 years to assure superior digestive and immune support. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body this support. So switch to the best premium probiotic on your retailer shelf today. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, available at fine health food stores. Don't accept a substitute.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. We've got a contest photograph guesser, Carol. What's your guess, Carol? Nobody's gotten it. Nobody's guessed anything today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, fingers crossed here. Is it Germander?
It's not a bad guess, but that's not it. Germander's got a little bit more of a serrated leaf. It's a lovely little plant. I think it ought to be used more than it is, but that's not what the shot is.
Well, Pooh.
Did you have anything else for me?
Not right now. I call you all the time.
All right. Call us back. Thanks, Carol.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Let's see what Sandy's up to in Illinois. Where are you in Illinois, Sandy?
I'm about a few miles west of O'Hare. I'm in Wooddale.
Oh, okay. Thanks for calling.
Oh, thanks. Listen to you every Sunday. I have a catalpa tree that, like, about 30 years ago, it was cut down for survey things. And it's come back with about 7 good trunks now after all this time. So it's a nice, gorgeous tree.
Okay.
And it is getting – one of the trunks is getting wilt. I mean, the leaves off the end, starting the branches, and it's starting to work its way down, you know, farther down the trunk of the branch. All the little branches coming out are starting to wilt. The others are doing fine. So should I just cut this whole trunk off? They're about 10 inches at least, the trunks.
Now, what happened originally? The main trunk died, and then all these other trunks sprouted up, and it became a multi-trunk tree?
Cut down for surveying. They had to. They were.
It was cut down.
Line went right through the middle of the trunk, so they cut it down.
Okay, yeah, right. Cutting the bad stem off is definitely something to do, but I'm a little bit concerned that this problem is going to spread and get worse. A lot of times when you have a multi-trunk tree, those trunks are pinching together at the base, and it can lead to rot, decay, various diseases and all that sort of thing. I think it would be as important as any tree that I ever talk about, Sandy, for you to get the flare exposed dramatically so this tree is in as much of a stress-free condition as possible. even if it looks like it has a decent flare, let's exaggerate it.
Okay. Yeah, I've been mulching for the past couple of years, which I never did before. So.
Yeah, pull the mulch back. I don't recommend, you know, putting mulch around the tree. That may be part of the problem. When mulch is fine covering the root zone, but if it goes up on the stem of the tree and it's covering the flare, and the flare is part of the trunk.
Okay.
So let's
pull the trunk down then?
I'm sorry?
Should I cut this whole trunk off then?
Yeah, the one that's wilted. You've got multi-trunks anyway. I'd do that, but I'd as soon as possible start pulling the soil away from the base of the tree. Look at the pictures on my website on dirtdoctor.com and the ones that have a very dramatic flare that's going out so well that you can stand on the flare is what we want to see at the base of your tree too.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
And real quick, same tree. I have used to have white flies a lot on there, and I've been, this year they don't have them so far. I've been every year collecting all the leaves that fall. I don't like mow them or rake them up. I just pick them up and throw them in the can because there's white flies all underneath the leaves. Is that like the best thing to do?
No, the best thing to do would be throw it in the compost pile with other debris, and the compost action will take care of those white flies. And
okay.
You won't have near as much of a long-term problem. Plus the fact you're probably not going to have the white flies anymore once you do this dramatic flare exposure.
Okay.
Because the tree's in stress, and that's what's bringing them in.
It's been pretty wet up here this year, so I don't know what – this is the first time this has happened with this
thing. That's even more of a reason to get the flare really well exposed. You're keeping the base of the tree too moist, and it's not root tissue. It's trunk tissue. The flare, that transition zone, is more trunk than root. So staying too wet, that's a problem.
Okay, I'll go out and do that today then.
Do me some before and after pictures so we can show people how well it worked.
Okay, thank you very much for your time. Have a good morning.
You too. Thank you. Bye. You know, that's a tree, catalpa, that was drummed into our heads at Texas Tech in the horticulture course about how horrible that tree is. I like it. I like the tree. It was one of my favorite climbing trees when I was a kid in Pittsburgh, Texas, along with mimosa, which is another maligned tree. But I liked both of them for climbing trees because the bark is so smooth and just, you know, beautiful on both of them, beautiful flowers too. Do I design them into projects and plant them a whole lot? No, but if they exist, I think that they certainly have some value. One of the things that I was talking about doing a newsletter on that maybe one of the next newsletters that I do. And by the way, we have a free newsletter. If you don't get it already, all you have to do is go to the homepage, dirtdoctor.com, and sign up there. But I was going to do a newsletter on two plants that the regular version of it is really maligned and people don't recommend. And then there's another version of the plant that is a different color and a little smaller that is really pretty cool. Elderberry. The regular elderberry is tough to maintain. It's good for a crop, and people know how to maintain it. But it gets big and spreads and everything. There's a black one that's much smaller and stays compact and is a great landscape plant. And then the mimosa, same thing. The big mimosa gets to be a problem with the roots and everything. There's a small mimosa that has bronzy foliage, chocolate, I think is what it's called. And it's a great little tree. So I'll do a newsletter on those, talking about ones. They're both the same tree, sort of, but one is a whole lot better than the other. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. The website, dirtdoctor.com.